started out the hunted. So have you changed your practices to get the team or try to get the team prepared for being the hunted for the hunter?
I think it is. It's expectations every day. You roll up to practice and you look at the banners that are above us, or you look down at our right hand, what we're wearing is a Big 12 conference championship ring. And you can't hide from the fact. You can't sit there and use that word rebuild anymore. It's built now. Now what we got to do is sustain it. And it's almost like when you get a warranty on your car. You might have a new car, but you want that 100,000-mile warranty. Well, we've got the warranty now. What we've got to do is make sure our engine is running smooth. We're a little bit injured right now. And once we get everybody back in place, we'll be all right. Our schedule's a lot harder this year. But we're still the hunter in one way. We're the hunted, but we're the hunter, because we haven't gone as far in the NCAA tournament as I think we should have gone the last 2 years. So there's a lot of names up in front of us that have gone a little bit further than we have, or played better under pressure in the NCAA tournament. And that's our job as a coaching staff, to instill that mentality every day. Let's think of the elite. As we walk to class, let's have that air of confidence, not cockiness about us, but confidence that, hey, we're Big 12 champions, we better look good, we better have our hair fixed, we better look good, we better not go into that classroom slouched down, we better be at the front of the classroom, standing tall, looking pretty, and performing. If we do that every day, that's going to carry over in our personality. It's going to carry over in leadership. It's going to carry over in recruiting. And people are going to want to come to Texas A&M to be a part of something that's really growing in so many different areas.